This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. A jazz rhythm duo is jamming in the radio studio. Both are young men, Brandon Draper on drums and Luis Guerra on upright bass. The dark-haired, dark-eyed Guerra stares at a space in midair as he plays. The gangly Draper bounces on his stool as he appears to fling his drumsticks in all directions at once over his kit. His head is turned away from Guerra. His eyes behind wire-rimmed glasses are closed, and his face wears something between a grimace and a smile. Although the two occasionally glance up at each other to exchange a nod or a wink, the music is what pulls them simultaneously through time. Drummer Brandon Draper has been in New Mexico since 2000, moving here after growing up and schooling in Kansas. Now he's teaching at an East Mountain High School and gigging all over town, often with his buddy Luis Guerra. But Draper tells interviewer Roy Durfee it all started with his pounding and tapping at a very early age.
I was fascinated with beating on everything around the house, cardboard boxes and Tupperware. Tupperware, I still remember the fascination as a young boy, the doop, like really short, warm sound you get when you hit a Tupperware.
That's true.
By the time I was five, my parents started me with drum lessons. When I was in college, I played guitar and wrote and sang in a funk band called Walrus. There weren't the jazz gigs that there are here, so I moved here to study to get a master's in percussion. In moving here, I was able to focus just on playing drums. My ears, I really believe moving here, my ears just opened up so much. There were a lot of people, my contemporaries, like Luis, Greg Ruggiero, and Zach Lane are real close friends of mine I met when I first moved here. And, you know, guys my age, into the same music, passing recordings back and forth, and it was a drug. I mean, it was, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just got a new disc, and I had to listen to that disc.
Name a couple of jazz players that have who have affected you.
Elvin Jones, for sure. Tony Williams. In my youth, Buddy Rich and Gene Krupa. I mean, that was it.
Really?
My teacher was way into that. Tony Williams, taking it to a completely different level. You know, 17 years old with Miles and... Oh, so he's using both his hands on the ride cymbal. No, that's his one hand. Digga-digga-digga-digga-dang, you know, one hand. It's like, good Lord, what's going on? Bill Stewart was a huge influence from the new breed young drummers. Brian Blade was another one. I mean, there's so many people, but it all goes back to that getting inspiration to create new things. You know, that to me is the most exciting area, because anybody can learn licks. I know a million drummers that can play every lick that's on every recording ever made, but then you put them on a bandstand and they, you know, don't necessarily know how to create. And then on the opposite end, you've got drummers that don't know any licks but are so musical.
I see that one of the things you do at East Mountain High is a world percussion ensemble, which sort of feeds into some of the music I've heard you and Luis Guerra doing.
relation to the high school, they cut a lot of elementary school public music education, so I'm getting a lot of students that have never really had music before. So it's like a playground. It's like, all right, you're going to experience music, and we're going to do it, you know, this traditional way. We're learning rhythms that are thousands of years old. I mean, some of these Middle Eastern rhythms are, you know, before Christ. Like, some of this stuff is like the earliest stuff. It's mm-hmm. so ridiculous.
Well, so what does the future hold for 27-year-old Brandon Draper, who's teaching school here in Albuquerque, but whose sort of musical skills could, if you wish them to, like, take him to other places?
Right now, I really want to travel. Cuba, I want to study in Brazil, Africa, Puerto Rico, India. I feel like I'm at a point where I really need to go there, because I've studied with a lot of people that have been there or are native to those areas. You know, I really need to get to the source. So that's the most immediate thing. And then bring all of that back to my students, so that way there's a whole new breed of new stuff coming out.
So Kansas or New Mexico or Turkey, it all works for you musically.
Oh, man, whatever. It's all good.
This is a home studio recording of a Brandon Draper original called Solace. Draper on bass, piano, and of course drums. He was interviewed by Roy Durfee, and you can hear more from our interview and recording session with Brandon Draper by visiting our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of New Mexico jazz musicians. Series engineer is Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Funding from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.